Hey guys, thanks for joining me on another episode of Behind the Obsession, where I release a podcast giving you a behind the scenes look on how I run my cake business, along with a few tips and tricks no one else is willing to share. I'm Julie Johnson, a wife and mom of three crazy kids currently running Cakeaholic Obsession. Be sure to check out past episodes and get show notes at cakeaholicobsession.com/podcast. Today, I just wanted to jump on and talk to you guys about the three things I've learned since becoming an entrepreneur. And I think every day you're learning and you're gaining some type of knowledge, which is beneficial that you didn't know before. But I think the three things, and because it's that time of the year where everyone is pretty much either doing their vision board, have finished their vision board, is working and planning out their year, it's a good time for me to, you know, I guess share with you the things that I've learned that is going to take me into this year. And it's kind of important that you document your year and also note the trials and tribulations. So if you did something well, write down what it was, and then so that you can implement it again. You don't want to try something like, say you did a new Facebook marketing ad and the ad went really well. You don't want to be like, oh, well, I don't even know what I did. So you want to be able to replicate it so that you can have success again. But it's important to document those things, even with your failures. If you baked a cake or made a new recipe or something that you tried and it didn't work out, again, document that. What did I do wrong in this instance, and why would I not do it again? So this way you're constantly improving and getting better. And since this is the time of year where everyone is practicing and figuring out what their visions are for this year, I thought I would kind of like give a little brief synopsis of what a vision board was, just so that if you're not familiar with a vision board, that if you wanted to create a vision board, that you can do so. I strongly believe in vision boards because I think that you need to see what your plans are on a daily basis. And I think that seeing, just talking about what you want to do is one thing, but when you actually put it on paper or have a collage of the items or the visions that you want to achieve this year, and if you see that visually every day, I think that really manifests itself into something even greater. So a vision board is really a tool used to help clarify and concentrate and maintain focus on a specific goal. And saying that, so say for instance, my goal is to open my bakery. So if my goal is to open my bakery, then on my vision board, I would have the things that I would need to do in order to get this goal. So if it was to take more classes, learn new techniques, find a mentor, find other people that are doing what I'm doing, those could be things on your vision board, because those things will help you get to the bigger piece, which is opening up a bakery. So literally a vision board is a spot of a board of which you display images that represent whatever you want to be, do, or have in your life. And you use words and that represents your purpose, your ideas, your future, words that inspire you, something positive that gives you like a positive emotion. So you would put something like, you know, the phrase live, love, laugh. That's a positive wording that you can put on your board. If that's something that speaks to you and you can affirm by that, then it would be something that you put on your board. If that's something that you want to see every morning when you look at your board, I think that's important. I know for me, I used to create my board and then on like construction paper. And then after we were done with our board, I just used to bring it home and then it would kind of end up like behind my dresser. So I want to say for like 3 years now, I put my board in a picture frame. And now it's like hanging on my wall. So now every morning in my bedroom, I now look at my board. Another tip that I have for my board is that I created my board and it has like all of the things that I'm trying to accomplish for the year. And I always say that we can be all grand about creating it and making it like so pretty, like, okay, I want to open this bakery and these are all the things that I need or want for this bakery. But then what I decided to do last year, and this was really successful for me, was I created quarterly goals as well. So with my quarterly goals, I was able to just basically put in what am I focusing on first quarter and what was I focusing on second quarter. And every time that I completed a target or a goal, I would write it down. And so it showed that, you know, I'm working on it. Because sometimes opening up a bakery can be a large task. And if you drill it down into quarterly goals or like monthly goals, then it seems more obtainable. It seems like you're doing something. But if your biggest goal is like, oh, I'm going to open up this bakery, and then it's like, okay, the year's over. So what did you do to in order to get to this goal? And because your bakery ain't open, then you may feel defeated, like, oh, I didn't even get where I wanted to get to. And you did, but you had quarterly goals that you achieved and you hit. So maybe at the end of the year, you didn't open the bakery, but here are the 10 things that I did to work towards this step. And then next year, if you create your board and that's still your focus, then you can even consolidate it. Okay, these are the things that I worked on, and now this is what it's going to take for me to get to that goal. I know it's a little much, but I strongly believe in a vision board only because I feel as though it is something that you can see and work towards every year. And it's something that you can say that you're doing, like you're actively doing it and working towards it. You're still a mom, you're still a wife, you're still have a job, you're still doing all those things, but you know, in some minute time of the day, you're working diligently towards your goal. So I think it's definitely important for everyone to have a vision board and to definitely work on it. And it takes time. Like, it's not something that is put together over a weekend, because you have to take time. Go and find words that inspire you. Find pictures that will inspire you, that will get you motivated and get you up every day. So definitely something that you can work on. And it can take you a while to create your board, but once you have it, it's definitely something that I say that you put up and so that you can see it. So that's that about vision boards. My today's obsession, I would have to say planning the grand opening for the bakery. I've been consumed with that. And I honestly think that I can't obsess about anything right now other than how I want the store to feel, the look and feel of it, the new location. Do I want it to be the same as the last, the design wise? So I've been like engulfed in the design of the new store location and just trying to get all my thoughts together for it. So that's my today's obsession. My Insta crush is the painted box. I'm sorry. They are on Instagram. It's at the painted box. They make really, her name is Angela, and she makes really nice sugar cookies and also like wafer roses. You definitely have to check her out. I'm totally inspired by her Instagram, and I'm looking to take one of her classes very soon. I just missed a class that she had here in New Jersey, and I kicked myself because I totally forgot about it. But I'm going to put that on my to-do list for when she comes back closer to where I am to take a class. So let's dive right into it. The three things I've learned. Number one, start small. And I say this all the time. It's like, you have to start from somewhere. You have to start small. It could be you have five clients. You're in a, in you start in your kitchen. Build your clientele. This will give you the time to work on your craft, work on your recipes, work on your design, your time management. So it gives you time to build your skills and get more knowledge from your industry. So start small. Just because you love baking or you love doing hair or whatever it is that you love doing, you can't just be like, oh, I'm ready to open up a store. There's so much responsibility, bills. The amount of money that it costs to open up a store is ridiculous. So regardless of what you're into, if it's hair, you know how much money it takes to open up a hair salon. So I say start small, build up that clientele, get more knowledge in your industry, create a menu, start small, build your skills, build on your skills, take more classes. I still take classes to this day because there's so much that I don't know that I still have to learn. And start in your kitchen. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And if once you get out of your kitchen, start renting a commercial kitchen. Start small. And I think if you start small, you build your clientele. When you're ready to open up your retail location, your clientele will come to you. The other thing, number two, the second thing that I've learned is know your customer. Know who your target audience is. Know who your avatar is. Know who you are selling to, who you are creating your products for. If you don't know who your avatar is, create one. Think about an avatar is an ideal customer, an ideal person that you are creating your space for. So if it's here or I bake. So for me, my ideal avatar would be a mom that is working. She has maybe two or three kids and she loves throwing these fabulous birthday parties, but don't know or don't have the time to bake her own cake. She wants her cake, a freshly made cake out of good, wholesome ingredients, natural, from scratch. And she wants something that tastes really good, but it's not super sugary and super sweet where her, it's like disgusting. My avatar mom is knows up on all the trends. She knows what's going on designs, and she loves all those things that she's seeing, but again, doesn't have the time to do all of that. She also, you know, is very, you know, passionate about throwing these fabulous birthday parties for her kids. And, you know, when it's time for a birthday party, a christening, a baby shower, you know, she's looking for someone to execute her thoughts and ideas. That's where I come in. That's one of my avatars. I have a few avatar clients in my head on who I target to. So when I'm targeting to that client, I'm targeting her with ideas, steps to help your next birthday party, or cake ideas for your next birthday party. So these are the things that I will sell to her or kind of demonstrate to her so that she can be like, oh, Cakeaholic is the perfect bakery for me because she speaks to what I want. You have to know what they like. So you, again, my avatar that I just described to you, I know that she loves, she's up on the latest trends and she loves the new cake design. She loves a cake table. She wants a sweet table and she's, you know, she, everyone has one when she goes to an event. So she's trying to create the same thing. And then you have to think about your avatar. Why are they coming to you? What is it that draws you to them? And again, she, my avatar wants homemade cakes. She wants something that tastes good, that it is not filled with artificial ingredients, because she is conscious about what she's feeding her children. So I know why she's coming to me, because I bake fresh every day from scratch. And that's why she's coming to me. And a lot of my ingredients are locally sourced. So she is health conscious and knows why she's, you know, she's looking for a small bakery. She could go to Sam's Club or ShopRite or Wegmans, but those are mass produced. She wants a wholesome cake. So Know your customer and know why you're selling to them and create an avatar customer and find out what they like and why they're coming to you. This way that you can grow your customer base and grow your clientele. The third thing I've learned is trust your intuition. Remember, no matter what, how much data you may have, your gut feelings will be critical factor in making decisions. And I say that because a lot of times we do things and we'll run the numbers, there's X amount of customers in this area. And because there's back to my avatar. So I go for my avatar is moms with plus 2 children. So I'm like, oh, this town has, you know, a very large family oriented town, and this is a good area for me to open up a bakery in because they match my avatar client. But when you go to a location and you look and you see the foot traffic and you just certain things that you see, everything may look good on the outside, but you have to trust your inside. So if your inside is saying, I'm not really feeling this, I don't think this is going to work, then trust your gut. And I've done a lot of gut checking lately, and I've trusted my gut on a lot of things, and I always win when I trust my gut. No matter how much data I pull, no matter how much, even when I'm trying to increase my sales and I pull all my sales from previous years and I go, okay, it's February. Let's see what promotions we could run in February and Valentine's Day. And let's focus on Valentine's Day. And, you know, we bring all these things because of data, because of numbers and how much we sold. But then it's certain things, you just be like, I have to trust my gut because this is what I know is going to work because I know my avatar client and I know what she's looking for. So regardless of your data, your gut is what's going to take you places. So I just wanted to drop in and share those three things that I've learned since being an entrepreneur. And I mean, it's every day is a learning lesson. Every day I'm learning something new that I didn't know. And I'm so open to meeting other like-minded small business owners as well, because I feel as though it's always refreshing to meet someone that are going through the same struggles that you are, and you guys can always collaborate on, okay, well, this is where I'm struggling right now. And then you can say, oh, well, I just went through that, and this is how I got over it. So just keep obsessing about your dreams. And if you want to have any questions and want to drop me an email, you can email me at behindtheobsession@gmail.com. Thanks and have a great day, guys.